Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Now, we've got 3 hours of great interviews coming up between 2 and 3. We've got Hickey coming in to talk to us. Between 1 and 2, we've got Cindy McLeish to come in and tell us what she's been up to and what's been going on in the whole neighbourhood all around the place, because she gets invited to a lot of things that we don't. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce a lady we've spoken to on quite a number of occasions. We try to talk to her once a term, and that's Sonia from the Wiri Community House. First of all, welcome, Sonia.
Thanks, Alan.
Good to have you along again, Sonia. Now, you've just had a break. I'm not only just talking about you, but the Wiri Community House has had a break. Tell us about a little bit about what happened in the... I can't believe we're in the second term already. But anyway, tell us a bit about what happened in the first term.
In first term, we actually had a new yoga teacher, Vasudha Hart, and her way of yoga has been so well received by our participants, and she modifies and she works with each person individually to get the most out of their yoga. And one of our participants is an older lady who had trouble getting up from the floor, and now she's able to get up off the floor without using a chair or anything to help aid her.
Gee, that's... So how does... let me put the teeth back in and let you start it again. So how does she do... How does that happen? Like, is it strengthening the muscles?
It's building core strength, and then also stopping, breathing, and thinking about how you're going to use your muscles, your limbs, as to how they will best be positioned to get you up off the floor.
Oh, right.
So if you have a fall, you don't have to have a chair nearby or so forth. You can then look at the situation and get yourself up off the floor.
Right. So a lot of it is, well, so first of all, you've got to think about it. But secondly, it's about strength, because I believe as you get older, and I think we're all suffering from it a bit, you lose a bit of your muscle strength.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yeah. And that's why core strength and doing things like yoga practices is really good for you.
All right. Yep. Well, obviously, I just want to expand on this just for a minute. So, obviously, it's aimed at all age groups?
All age groups, all abilities, because she modifies everything to suit the individuals in the class.
Oh, right. So if you've got 10 people, she's got 10 different programs.
And if they've got 10 different issues to do the one particular pose or what have you, she will help modify that so it's best suited for the person individually.
That's terrific. Is she back this term? Or?
Yes, she's back this term, and she's actually even running an extra class now. She's running a night class on Wednesday nights.
Sounds terrific. Yep. So how often is she on?
It's there's a six-week program this term from the 30th of – sorry, wrong date – from the 7th of May to the 25th of June, sorry, it's an 8-week program.
And that's only a couple of weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, it starts in a few weeks, from 1 till 2 on a Thursday afternoon. Yep. And the night yoga will be a 6-week program from the 13th of May till the 17th of June.
Right. There's a cost involved with those?
Yes. The night program for the 6 weeks is $108, or it's $97.20 for members. The day program is $144 for 8 weeks, or $129.60 for members. There's also casual classes available for $20 per class.
That's terrific, isn't it? Because, and I know I want to talk to you about something else in a minute too that I know you've got, because we put up on Facebook last night about tech support. You had that this term too, did you?
Last term, yes, we did have some. And that was really great. The gentleman from the library was able to help quite a few people with their issues with their mobile phones and so forth. And he can help with emails and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Obviously, well, because it's on during the day, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's aimed more at the seniors?
Yes, yes, or whoever is available to come during the day,
Because one of the things that I've been told is that a lot of people don't realise just what they can do with their phones, that they're very, they think they're just very limited, when in fact you can do almost anything on a phone, can't you?
And I don't think you have to be a senior for that.
and I guess the same thing goes with iPads, because particularly as you get a bit older, people get sick to death, or I shouldn't say sick to death, but they get sick of having to ring up the grandkids or the kids and say, hey, what do I do
here?
Help
us with this, yeah, absolutely.
So let's have a quick talk about that tech support, because I've got to take a break in a few minutes. Tell us a bit about
it. We've actually got a session next week, next Thursday.
Yep.
And he'll be at the community house. So you can ask any questions, whether it be about your phone, your mobile phone, your iPad, your computer, anything. And if he doesn't know about it, he will find out about it and follow up with you. And then we've got them again on the 20th of May and the 17th of June.
Gee, that's terrific, isn't it?
So, yeah, three on next term. Oh, this term.
And they're free too, aren't
free.
They?
Free, absolutely free.
As Neil Ball will say, you can't get cheaper.
That's right.
We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
There's a pillar in the temple where I carved your name. There's a soul sitting sad and blue. Now the remedies you've taken are all in vain. Let me show you what love can do. Let me show you.
Sonia from Wiri Community House. And if any of these things excite you, just before quarter two, Sonia will give you the email address and how you look up their website and all their faces or all their Facebook and all that. But Sonia, you want to talk about a workshop that's coming up?
Yes, we've got a teenage self-defence workshop. That'll be happening on the 2nd of June from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. and the cost is only a gold coin donation.
Right.
And what this is about is we've got a jiu-jitsu instructor who will be there to help encourage your teens to come along to this workshop and be aware of their, make them more aware of their surroundings and what they might do if they are faced with a situation. So they'll be practicing a few different techniques and what they need to do so that when and if something happens,
we
hope it doesn't happen, but if something does happen, that without thinking they can respond in a more positive manner.
Well, I guess the other problem is too that if somebody attacks you, they've got the upper hand to start with, haven't they? Because you don't know it's going to come.
That's right. But if you are more aware of your surroundings, you can start being able to cope with that and deal with the situation.
And this is unarmed unarmed, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, unarmed. And even things like if they're drivers or if they've got house keys with them, maybe keeping them in their hands rather than at the bottom of the handbag and so forth. And just being aware that you're walking through perhaps a dark alley and things like that.
And try and keep out of the dark alley.
Absolutely.
It's the best thing to do.
That's right. And all the mobile phones have got torches and things these days, so they're really... Yeah, you can really make yourself a lot safer these days.
So that's on the 2nd of June,
Tuesday, the 2nd of June, from 7 o'clock till 8.30, and the only cost is a gold coin donation.
And they can't, like, they don't have to miss school or anything?
No, it's at night and it's after dinner.
What sort of age group are we talking there, Sonia?
Well, teenagers, so we will accept 12 to 13 till about 18, 19.
Yep. Because... unfortunately, but there are some problems out there.
There certainly are. There's a lot of people out there who, and these days kids are perhaps not as aware of their surroundings like we used to be when we were younger and so forth.
Well, we probably didn't have to worry.
Well, no, and it has become a very different world these days. It's just bringing it to their attention.
Now, I want to go from one end, we're talking about that young people there, up. Let's get into the older people. And the reason why I mention that, this is coming up pretty soon, in about a month's time. So Dementia Care with Dignity and Respect. Do you want to tell us a bit about that,
please? So we've got the CEO of Caledonia coming out.
She's been here. We've interviewed her a couple of times.
Oh, terrific, yeah. So as you know then, that she's got lots and lots of experience in specific services, and she's going to talk about some of the signs and symptoms and also what is not dementia, because a lot of people go, oh, that's dementia and so forth, but it may not be.
And a lot of people, the first time they forget a name or they forget where they put the car keys, some people get really worried.
Yes, they do.
They get really worried and think it's on its way. But it doesn't necessarily have to be.
No, that's right. And I think she's also going to talk a little bit about, like, family history and so forth, and what are the specific signs that we need to look out for.
It's a terrible disease.
Yes.
My mother had it. And she had it for about 7 years. So when's that on, please, Sonia?
So that's on the 20th of May. It's on a Wednesday, 11 a.m. till 12 p.m., and that is free. So there's no reason not to come.
So are we hoping that people that think they may have it, or are we thinking that...
It can be for people who think they may have it. It could be for family members. It can be for neighbours who think that maybe their elderly neighbour or... and. Look, you know, dementia doesn't necessarily hit just the elderly.
No,
you can
it's
get
not.
Dementia in your 40s.
Yeah.
So it's a matter that if you're aware of the signs and symptoms, then that's a good thing.
Good thing to know.
Yeah.
And also it's a good thing to know if it's not a symptom.
That's exactly right. Yep.
I remember talking to my doctor once and he said, don't worry if you lose your car keys. You put them down, you can't remember when you put them. If you forget you own a car... That's the difference. And he said the same thing is if you forget a name, don't particularly worry about it. If you look at the person and say, I know you, but I just can't remember your name.
Yeah.
But if you just stare blankly at them and they know you and you just don't know them, not a good sign.
Yeah.
So that's again on Wednesday the 20th of May.
That's correct.
Between 11 and 12. You can't get cheaper, as Neil Ball would say.
Yeah, that's it. It's free.
Sonia, what else do you want to tell? Have you got anything new coming up this
year? We've got hearing checks happening on the 6th of May from 10 a.m. till 12:30. So Hearing Australia is actually coming to our premises and they're doing free hearing checks. They're 15-minute hearing checks. You do need to book in and make an appointment. We've got a time list.
Yep.
Available. So this professional hearing person will be coming and doing the testing at our premises.
Do they do it in a van out the front or inside?
They're actually going to come into our premises this time.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, so they can carry the equipment in and do it. Yeah.
Just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Now I'm talking to Sonia down at Wiri Community House. You want to talk about some edible bulbs you're talking about.
That's correct. We've got Bunnings coming in to do another one of their workshops, and this time we'll be making some edible herb bowls. So that'll be happening on the 25th of
what
May.
What are they, bowls?
Okay, edible herb bowls. So what it'll be is... we'll be creating our own little bowl with some herbs in it, like rosemary, parsley, et cetera, et cetera. And you take them home, you nurture them, and they grow, and then you can use them in your cooking. Thomas, I'm sure, will talk to us about the soil and how to look after them and how much water, sunlight, et cetera, and where to place them so that then you can do these things to use at home and pop into your casseroles or what have you.
Can't do better than that.
So that's it, yeah.
And herbs are good for you.
Herbs are always good for you. So that's on the 25th of May from 12:30 to 1:30. And it's only... Oh, there you go. Happy birthday for them. You should come down as a birthday present.
Yeah, what time is it?
12:30 to 1:30, and it's $5 per person. And you get to take home the bowl and the herbs that you've planted and everything, so...
Gee, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
Righto. So now the other thing that we've talked about a few times is the social groups that you've got.
Social groups are really, really important these days, particularly with social isolation and people living on their own, and especially since COVID and so forth. So we've got a couple of different social mixes. We've got the Monday mix, and we've got the Golden Years. The Monday mix actually starts next week on the 27th of April, and that's 10 a.m. till 12 noon in the morning, Monday mix, and that's a cost of $2 per week.
Gee, that's nothing, is it?
That's right. And you get a cuppa and biscuit. Well, you get a cuppa and some biscuits.
Well, if you go to a coffee shop, it's about $6,
absolutely.
$7
now. So it's cheaper, so come to the community house.
Absolutely.
And then on the Thursdays, which actually starts tomorrow, we've got Golden Years.
I can guess what the old years means.
So Golden Years to me is over 50 because the 50s are the golden years. And then you can take it from that. And that's a group of people who meet every week, and they have lots of local discussions and so forth. And they develop friendships as well. So, again, have a cuppa, have a biscuit for $2 a week.
And one of the bonuses, I guess, of those, and I know you and I have discussed it before, and I've discussed it with other people, it's not only the fact that that hour or hour and a half that you're there, it's when you're down the street, you run into people.
Absolutely.
So you're not isolated. It's not just a case of that one bit. I mean, you can meet them,
anywhere,
a couple of times a week.
And what we've also found has happened is when the community house is closed during the school term holidays, they still get together at each other's houses and so forth, so that they continue to meet because they've developed those friendships and those social groups.
So now you talked about the Monday and the Thursday.
Yes.
Are they both? Are they discussion groups, or is a Monday just a drop-in group?
Oh, they're both drop-in groups.
Yeah.
And it's up to, like, whoever attends is what they discuss and what they choose to do. Like someone might come in and say, oh, I did this and this, or did you know that this and this happened? And they do support each other, or if someone's got some issues that they need help with, they'll support each other through it. It's a real friendship group.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those groups that if you can't make it every week, I guess...
You can even do it once a month if you like, because the people are still there. So it's not a commitment that you have to do every week, but most people like to get together and catch up with each other at least once a week.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What else we got coming up?
Okay, we've got another new class. We've got a local lady who's going to be doing Zumba classes with us.
Now, what's Zumba for some of us that don't know?
I shall be able to tell you next term.
You haven't done it yourself?
No, I haven't done it myself, but I will be joining in the class next week.
Right.
I understand that it's a high-energy type of class that might do a little bit of aerobics and dance and so forth. She has assured us that we can go at our own paces because some of us have got injuries.
Yep.
she has assured us that we can go at our own pace, and it's just basically having some movement in a fun way.
Yep. And, so, and of course, one of the things, and I remember someone telling me this a few years ago, that if you ask somebody to run around the block, they'll look at you stupid and say, I'm not going to go. And yet, if you put them on a dance floor, they'll dance for an hour.
Absolutely.
And come off and have enjoyed themselves and they've done more exercise than running around the block.
Yeah, and that's what I call incidental exercise.
Is it?
Yeah. So you're not really thinking about, oh, I'm exercising. You're having fun while you're doing it and you're moving. And that's the important thing, is just to keep moving.
Can't do better than that.
That's right. And that's available for all ages and all abilities.
And when's that on?
That's on Monday. It starts next week as well, from 6.30 to 7.30.
Oh, so it's an evening one.
So
you can be at work or whatever you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the lady who'll be running it is a local, so that she's really looking forward to doing something in our local community.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. Sonia, we've got about another 4 minutes, so if you want to run through a few programs.
Yeah, we also have our Brewers Club that's continuing.
That's been going a while.
That's been going for since even before I've been at the community house. And it's great because not only is it a social connection thing, it's also they also do their competitions and so forth and support each other with how to ferment and do what they're doing.
Is that led by a professional or is it just
Daniel from the Brewers Club.
Up the road.
From Brewers Choice, who's got his shop just across the road from us. He is one of the main people that's involved with that. But there's also a couple of other people who've been involved in it for years and have got lots of experience.
So have you had anyone that's won any prizes with it?
Yes, last year or the year before, we had someone who won the national prize for their beer. And this is not just competitions in Victoria. Yep. This is throughout Australia. So, and it was a local person in Warri.
Gee, that's all right, isn't it?
Yep. So we've got some good brewers in our area.
Absolutely.
And have a look at the valley and how many distilleries and wineries there is. So it's good to get some skills.
Absolutely. And they have a good time at the same time.
They certainly do.
What else would you like to
say? And it's a good support for the people that are in there.
Yep.
We also still have the Yarra Rangers Library, the Flexi Van, coming to visit. And they come every fortnight. So the next time they'll be over is the 24th of April, which is this Friday. And they're down from 12:30 to 1:30.
And they'll bring books out.
They bring books, they bring DVDs, and you can also pre-order things on the Yarra Valley Library site.
Yep.
And they will bring them with them so that you don't have to travel into Lilydale or Junction to pick it up. They will bring it down to Warri and you can pick it up from Warri.
And you can drop it back.
Drop it back off at Warri. Or you can talk to the librarian and he'll organise for that to be brought in for you.
Just before you go on to any more, I guess you're always looking for volunteers, so aren't you?
Always, yep. We're always looking for volunteers, whether it be to help on our committee, whether it be to help with some of the events that we run, and we do some subcommittee work. As tutors, if someone's got a skill or something that they've been using for many years and they know how to do particular things, there's lots of people out there who, once they retire, they've got skills but they're not sure how to put them into use. We would love to have some volunteer tutors to run some programs and classes.
I'm fast running out of time, so give us the Facebook page,
your
website, Facebook and phone number.
Page is www.facebook.com/Worri, WORRICOMHOUSE.
Yep.
And what's the other one? Email?
Email.
info@ WORRICOMHOUSE.org.au.
And your phone number?
59646857.
Sonia, it's been great having you along again.
Thank you, Alan.
Back next term and we'll have the full hour and we'll be able to talk about a bit more. But certainly the volunteers, or you're also looking for people to take out a membership too, aren't you?
Absolutely. Always looking for people who want to come and be involved with us as participants or tutors or whatever capacity.
And get on the website, Worri Community House. And or just Google it and I'm sure you'll find anything there that you want to know, and it's a great setup.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Sonia. Bye.